Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
More calls from Washington leaders for Democrat Congressman Eric Swalwell to step down after a year-long investigation reveals his ties to a suspected spy from the Chinese Communist Party. New York Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik on Fox.
What is truly disturbing and very sad irony, Eric Swalwell was the perpetrator of these baseless accusations and the phony Russia hoax. He owes his colleagues answers, he owes his constituents answers, and he should step down from the House Intelligence Committee.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi defended her decision to appoint Swalwell and will keep him on the Intelligence Committee. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton's case argues that the swing states of Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Georgia unconstitutionally violated state election laws and therefore should not certify their election results to the U.S. House. One-third of all U.S. states and over 100 congressional leaders signed on to the challenge heading to the U.S. Supreme Court. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Let's get a stimulus update with USA Radio News' Tim Berg.
As coronavirus relief seems to have hit a standstill, House Republicans have a message for Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
We stand together calling on this body, calling on Speaker Nancy Pelosi to stop sitting on our hands, to stop sitting in front of a refrigerator with the expensive ice cream, and to help the American people today.
Republican Congressman Liz Cheney of Wyoming speaking on Capitol Hill Thursday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
President Trump signed the first stimulus package into law on March 27, 2020, costing taxpayers $2.2 trillion. The LA Rams easily beat the New England Patriots on Thursday Night Football. Final score was 24-3. Patriots quarterback Cam Newton was pulled from the game in the fourth quarter.
You know, we didn't play a good style or brand of football tonight, and they did. And
for USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
The very idea of a suspected Chinese communist spy infiltrating the inner circle of Democrat Congressman Eric Swalwell of California should worry every American. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki explains.
Some Republicans are calling for California Representative Eric Swalwell to step down from the House Intelligence Committee, calling him compromised after his relationship with an alleged Chinese spy was revealed. Swalwell's office says he broke off contact with the Chinese national, Christine Fang, after being warned by the FBI in 2015 that Fang may be a spy. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy believes the issue goes much deeper than just Representative Swalwell. The California Republican tells Fox News that Northern California has been a target for Chinese spy activity for a while now.
This goes much deeper than just Swalwell. When you think about it, if the Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff knew this and kept him on the committee, that raises a very big question. It also raises a question when the Democrats backed out of the bipartisan China task force. Now it raises questions, why would they do that? What's most interesting is the Chinese has really focused on Northern California, Silicon Valley. Dianne Feinstein, for 2 decades, her body person, the person driving, hearing all of her phone calls, a communist spy.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Swalwell led the baseless charge against President Trump, saying the commander-in-chief was a Russian asset. Thursday night football saw the Los Angeles Rams beat the New England Patriots. Final score was 24-3. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
And independent. This is Bill Martinez.
Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And, of course, a lot of disturbing news about voter fraud. Some people don't even want to hear about it. This just doesn't exist. Well, is it any wonder that a majority of Americans believe that voter fraud still took place in this year's election? There are now hundreds of sworn affidavits from fellow patriots who believe in the integrity of our elections and what they have been able to witness compromises that strong-held belief. And they're led to believe that, some funny business has been taking place. Some argue that in many cases their stories may affect a small number of votes that would not have any effect on the election outcome. But reasonable people understand the impact of even a small lie or compromise of integrity. Immediately, perhaps little difference will be seen, but down the road, that difference always becomes exponential. This is what we're experiencing right now in 2020 after decades of purposely ignored voter fraud. Like I said, this is why America is where we are today. Over the decades, we've ignored to the point of acceptance voter fraud, to the point that former AG Eric Holder, if you remember, told us that voter fraud was basically non-existent. Of course, my response was, if that was the case, why have hundreds of people been convicted and have gone to jail for voter fraud? Well, let's agree to the simple fact, if we can. Voter fraud has and still exists in America, and our first principle should always be that we ensure that every legal vote counts in our elections. No exceptions. Voter integrity is at the foundation of a free republic. You can't have one without the other. Well, of all the evidence coming out over this year's election, this one especially sticks out. Not surprisingly, the establishment media mostly ignored this powerful testimony. It comes from Gregory Stenstrom. He's a poll watcher in Pennsylvania. And he's also a CEO of a data science company. He testified several weeks ago that he witnessed over 24 instances of USB cards being connected to voting machines during the ballot counting process. Stenstrom spoke at the State Senate Majority Policy Committee hearing in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, and he addressed his observations as a poll watcher in Delaware County, Pennsylvania. Here's Mr. Stenstrom's opening statement.
My name is Gregory Stenstrom. I'm from Delaware County. I'm a father, a family man. I was a former commanding officer and executive officer in the Navy. I'm a veteran of foreign wars. I'm the CEO of my own private company. I'm a data scientist. I'm a forensic computer scientist. I'm an expert in security and fraud. Leah had recruited me for this election, I was glad. Thank you for that. So for the first part of the day, I was a poll watcher in the city of Chester, and I was with just another former U.S. Marine officer, and the two of us were the only GOP poll watchers in the city of Chester, which is about 40,000 people. Because of the consolidation for COVID, there were seven polls that we were allowed to, that we were able to make it to in 22 precincts. What we saw out there was pretty orderly. Exciting. People were excited to vote. One of the things we saw out in the field was that quite a few people had done mail-in ballots. So they came in and they hadn't been updated in the Delaware County database yet. So they would come in and say, the database is not showing me on the database, I'd like to vote. So the process, one of the processes was to give them a provisional ballot. And then they would vote provisionally, and then later on their vote would be sorted out. That didn't happen. I observed, and the gentleman that was with me observed seven different polls where the people were given a regular ballot. So they cast a vote and put it in. You know, we let it happen a few times. You know, we didn't jump all over them. You know, it happened a couple of times. We went up. In all cases, the election judges were very forthcoming, very polite. They apologized, and they said they couldn't do it. But that somewhat spurred me to go down to the counting center, which Leah described. It's on Seaport Ave. It's a remote building, not much around it. And I wanted to take a look. All day long, I had been told that there were 10 to 20 GOP poll watchers down there, and that everything was well in hand. And out of curiosity, I decided to go down. I arrived at 6 o'clock with four other gentlemen, again, foreign military and some good citizens from Delaware County. And we weren't allowed to get in until 11 o'clock at night, and we had to get some legal help to get us in. So it took us 5 hours to get upstairs.
So right off the bat, this data expert witnesses some process violations that seem to be acceptable, if not normal. He then goes to the counting center and is not allowed access for 5 hours, as he said. As an official GOP observer, he and other inspectors should have had near immediate access, you would think, right? Well, Mr. Stenstrom continues with what he witnessed.
After that, what we saw here is, what I saw is I really think the crux of this in Delaware County is, as an expert in this, I think it's impossible to verify the validity of about 100,000 to 120,000 votes. Now, Delaware County has got 425,000 registered voters. Approximately 300,000 of them voted. I don't know what the exact number ended up. Mayor Giuliani had nailed that number. But of that number, over 100,000 are in question in my mind. What I saw as a forensics expert was an election process that was forensically destructive in the manner it was conducted, with the envelopes being separated from the ballots and gone to the other side of the room. And the problem with that from being forensically destructive is that when you go to do a recount, okay, the machines did a pretty good job of recounting. So if I have 120,000 ballots, mail-in ballots at one side of the room and envelopes at the other side of the room, it's still going to come out 102,000 votes for Vice President Biden and 18,000 votes for President Trump. I don't care how many times you recount those votes, you know, the ballot's going to come out the same every time. So the notion of a recount in a forensically destructive process doesn't work very well. What I saw there was a chain of custody in all cases that was broken. It was broken for the mail-in ballots, the Dropbox ballots, the Election Day USB card flash drives. In all cases, the chain of custody and the procedures that were defined by the Delaware County Board of Elections and Election Process Review they didn't follow one. I couldn't even redline this multi-page document because the entire document would be, they didn't follow any of the procedures.
So at this point, he realizes a discrepancy of over 100,000 votes, and the problem he described is a forensically destructive process which makes a recount useless to the end of making sure all legal votes are counted.
So I personally observed USB cards being uploaded to the voting machines by the voting machine warehouse supervisor on multiple occasions. I saw this personally. I brought it to the attention of the deputy sheriff who was there stationed, who was a senior law enforcement officer, and I brought it to the attention of the clerk of elections. I brought it to their attention. I objected, and I said, this person is not being observed. He's not part of the process that I can see, and he's walking in with baggies, which we have pictures of, and it was submitted to in our affidavits, and he was sticking these USBs into the machines.
or listening to testimony that you're not going to hear from the mainstream media. Only few places, including us here, where we pursue the truth no matter where it leads. It is the testimony of one Gregory Stenstrom, a poll watcher in Pennsylvania, who happens to be a CEO of a data science company. So he knows what he's talking about. And we'll have more from that testimony right after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
The Tide Ministry is partnering with Child Evangelism Fellowship to broadcast their Good News Club program into the Muslim and Arab countries of the Middle East. The goal is to capture the attention of children through televised puppet shows. The puppets engage in drama and animated conversations that cover the apologetics of Christianity and explain the truth about Jesus in their own language without attacking other faiths. This enables children throughout the Middle East to hear of God's love and learn the basics of the Christian faith in a format that engages their attention. Ultimately, the Tide Ministry and CEF hope to lead children into meaningful relationships with Christ and guide them to be witnesses in their communities.
To learn more about the Tide Global Radio Ministry and this initiative to help children throughout the Middle East learn the truth about Jesus, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is
We're back with you, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you with us. Bill Martinez here, continuing to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. We've been listening to the testimony of Gregory Stenstrom, a poll watcher in Pennsylvania, also the CEO of a data science company, who testified that he witnessed over 24 instances of USB cards. I mean, he talks about a baggie of USB cards. I mean, what's all that about? And then they couldn't locate them afterwards. Of course, this testimony took place at the State Senate Majority Policy Committee here in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. We'll pick up his testimony where we left off.
So I personally witnessed over that happened 24 times, over 24 times. We have multiple other witnesses that saw it, including Democrat poll watchers. And we were told, I was told the next day by the solicitors, well, actually not the solicitor, but the attorney that we had secured, that they said every election they leave a couple of USBs in the voting machines and they're brought back and generally the warehouse manager comes over and puts them in. So in talking to the U.S. Attorney General McSwain and other law enforcement officers, I found out that was not the case, that generally, more than two is unusual. So they denied they did it. But as of today, 47 USB cards are missing, and they're nowhere to be found. So I was told personally that these 24 to 30 cards that were uploaded weren't there. Those cards, I demanded that they didn't update the vote live time. They only updated it about once every 2 or 3 hours. I demanded they updated the vote so I could see what the result was, and it was 50,000 votes. And I think as a computer scientist, an American, and a patriot, it doesn't matter who those 50,000 votes were. I'll tell you they were for Vice President Biden. But what was shocking to me as an American, as someone who has gone to sea, gone to war, that that could even happen. So several other things that came up was on Thursday, it took us 3 days for them to obey the court order that I secured with Leah's help and the help of the Thomas More Society, who we thank incredibly good patriots. They got us in there. They got the order for us to get in and watch it, look at the back offices, which were locked. For 5 minutes every 2 hours. I went in. I was the first one allowed to go in.
Well, as Mr. Stenstrom goes on to testify, he goes up into the counting room. He's the first one, as he says, to get there, and he observes more what you might call shenanigans that are taking place, and it wasn't like it was easy for him to get there. I mean, obviously, they were doing everything they could to keep him from doing his job and living up to his responsibility as an election official. Listen to what he says.
I was the first one allowed to go in at 1:30 on Thursday, and then again at 3:30 for 5 minutes. The county solicitor had a stopwatch. On the first time, I was not allowed to touch anything. The second time, I did. What I observed in the locked room in the back office was 70,000 unopened mail-in ballots. They were in boxes of 500, stacked in neatly. The gentleman that came in with me was a Democrat poll watcher, is a forensic pathologist, a very detailed, very dedicated man, and he took meticulous notes as well. And I verified with him, are you seeing what I'm seeing? We both agreed as GOP poll watchers and a Democrat poll watcher that we had witnessed 60 to 70,000. We had a little bit of a disagreement there. The problem with that was by that time, the mail-in ballots had already been counted. So 120,000 mail-in ballots had already been counted, posted, and done. So my question is, where do the 70,000 ballots go? And nobody knows. We have a picture in here of a large number of boxes that I took that were filled with what appeared to be ballots sitting by the Blue Crest machine. They were there for about 3 hours, and then they disappeared. I found it notable when I watched it, the first when they were taking the ballots up and down. I said, I am an expert in fraud. I saw the ballots going up multiple elevators and racks. And I think a lot of well-meaning people and a lot of honest people were there doing that. They were trying to participate in the process. And I would say that 99% of the people there, the way the process was designed, I believe that people thought it was a non-fraudulent process. I heard that said many times. I was, I said, there's no fraud going on here. I said, well, I'm not, I didn't even bring that up. But I think people saw what they wanted to see, and they saw what was intended for them to see. I called it at one point Kabuki Theater. I said it was all designed for us to see it. It was entertaining. There were cameras on it. When we finally got into the back room where the votes were being ingested, as a data scientist, I want to see where the data is coming in. And I wanted to know the universe of the votes. Well, the universe of the votes was only supposed to be 120,000 mail-in ballots. We were told there were 6,000 ballots remaining. So I said, okay, we have a universe of 126,000 votes. And then when I get back there, the universe wasn't 126,000 votes. The universe was 200,000 votes.
You're listening to the testimony of Gregory Stenstrom of Poll Watcher in Pennsylvania. This was laid before the State Senate Majority Policy Committee hearing in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, where they were talking about voter fraud. And Gregory, as a CEO of a data science company, a former military, and a GOP poll watcher, has been giving testimony to all that he saw firsthand there and these discrepancies. And as an experienced data scientist, he knew problems with the even the chain of custody and how that was being managed. Well, Gregory goes on with his testimony. Listen to what he says next.
I think the last thing I wanted, a couple of other things, is the Blue Crest sorter machine was only manned by one person. You know, people ask me all the time, how do people commit crimes? I know there's a lot of theories here, and I always look for the simplest thing. People are stuffing, sticking USB sticks in, putting ballots in. Very simple thing. Only takes a couple of people. Doesn't take a big conspiracy. I think people look at things and they use inflammatory words and, like fraud and so forth. As a forensic computer scientist, my interest is in the data. Where did it go? Where did the spoilage go? How did the data come in and go out of the system? So I think as a scientist, we need to look at that. We need to audit that. What was really upsetting to me, and the most upsetting, was I had spoke to multiple law enforcement agencies and literally begged multiple law enforcement agencies. They said, go in. And they said, in order to prove, prove that nothing's happening, you can either exonerate yourselves in the process or refute what I'm saying, please. It's a very simple process. Just go get the forensic evidence from the computers. It's a simple process. You take the you turn the computer off. It's non-destructive. It takes moments, maybe half an hour, 20 minutes, to do it properly and collect the evidence. You open the computer up. You take a device called a bit blocker. You put it in the hard drive. It's done under the observation of law enforcement officers. They take a forensic image of the drive, put it all back together. It wouldn't have taken more than an hour to image all five machines. That was never done, despite my objections, and that was 3 weeks ago.
So the bottom line is concluded by this data expert and poll watcher? Listen.
Lastly, when they said, well, we've got all the forensic records and so forth. We just learned 2 days ago that virtually all chain of custody logs, records, yellow sheets, everything was gone. All forensic evidence, all custody sheets in Delaware County are gone. They had a signing party where they sat down, and poll workers were invited back to recreate those logs. And our understanding as of today was that they were unsuccessful in getting them all. So we have a situation where we have 100,000 ballots to 120,000 ballots, both mail-in and USB, they're in question. Now, there's no cure for this. There's no remedy for this. As a home charter, we could have a re-election in Delaware County for our own representatives within our own town. But there is no cure for that for the President of the United States.
Who needs a 15-year mortgage when you can get Network Capital's historically low 30-year fixed rate at 2.25% with an APR of 2.27%? You'll never have to refinance again. Network Capital is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.25% with a 2.27% APR and with no origination fees or discount points. That's right, zero zip zilch. Network Capital has a reputation for saving people time and money with our efficient process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. These are historically low rates, so refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding Corporation now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-87. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
More calls from Washington leaders for Democrat Congressman Eric Swalwell to step down after a year-long investigation reveals his ties to a suspected spy from the Chinese Communist Party. New York Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik on Fox.
What is truly disturbing and very sad irony, Eric Swalwell was the perpetrator of these baseless accusations and the phony Russia hoax. He owes his colleagues answers, he owes his constituents answers, and he should step down from the House Intelligence Committee.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi defended her decision to appoint Swalwell and will keep him on the Intelligence Committee. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton's case argues that the swing states of Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Georgia unconstitutionally violated state election laws and therefore should not certify their election results to the U.S. House. One-third of all U.S. states and over 100 congressional leaders signed on to the challenge heading to the U.S. Supreme Court. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Even Justice Ginsburg in the election contest in Bush v. Gore in 2000 recognized that the date of what she called ultimate significance is actually January 6th, and that's the date that Congress actually counts the votes of the delegates. So although we have the safe harbor deadline today and we also have the meeting of the Electoral College next week on December 14th, the ultimate date of significance is January 6th. And so I do think that our claims, as well as the others like Mike Kelly and the other entities and organizations that we've discussed, those claims can still be litigated and continue. So while we are on some tight constitutional deadlines, we still have plenty of time to make sure that this election and the outcome is free and fair for all Americans.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can go to BillMartinezShow.com. You know, this holiday season is going to be challenging for many reasons, but a major consideration every year is finances, right? Consumers are expected to spend 18% less in 2020 than in 2019. This according to KPMG's recent Consumer Holiday Spending Survey. Now, when every dollar you spend needs to be carefully considered, you should have a sound plan that you will stick to before you begin making purchases. Makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? Well, personal finance expert and author Patrice Washington is going to be joining us to talk about the very things, do's and don'ts, that you should employ this holiday shopping season, offering out-of-box advice that you can use during the holidays and beyond. In this conversation, we're going to talk about some do's and don'ts, like, you know, shop with a purpose, earn while you shop, make it priceless. Some don'ts is, don't blow your budget. Don't forget to invest in yourself, and don't stress out. Patrice Washington, good to have you with us. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
having me, Bill.
Well, let's talk about how this holiday shopping season is shaping up this year.
Well, as you said, the KPMG study says that shopping will be down 18%. There's also a lot of research that says that there are people who have just been in the house all year, Bill, and they're saying, well, I have additional money now saved that I want to spend. Mm-hmm. I know that even before COVID, pre-COVID, holiday shopping season has always been stressful for people, no matter what the year has looked like. This year, I'm encouraging people, though, Bill, to be more intentional and strategic with their holiday shopping.
Well, and to that end, how do you expect people to be cutting back quite a bit on their spending? Because I've seen some early reports that they will be spending less than they spent last year.
Right. So people are saying that they're cutting back, but I think there's also, again, that school of thought that says some people say, I haven't spent as much as I normally would in a year, and I want to make sure that this holiday season, unlike any other, I can really use it to cheer up family and friends, because it's been a difficult year for all. So no matter what side of this you're on, Bill, I think the important thing is to consider the do's, right,
yes,
of this season. And one of those do's is to shop with purpose. Bill, people don't like using a budget.
No, I know.
No one can find a year throughout the year to use one. It's this season, right? Because there's so many extra expenses that creep on up on you. You have the additional groceries, additional utilities from those Christmas lights you got out there. You know, you're buying extra gifts for people outside of just your immediate family. A lot of times, the school bus driver, right? Your coworker. Mm-hmm. And we don't factor these things in. So I'm reminding people, write it all down. Stop trying to manage your money in your head.
I also like how you say there's ways to leverage that budget by earning while you shop, right?
Yes. This is one of my favorite things. This holiday season in particular, yes, you can make money while you spend money. Now, Bill, I have to tell you, 55% of Americans don't invest in the stock market because they say they don't have the extra money. But there are apps that allow you to take money you're already spending anyway on everyday necessities or on holiday shopping and earn money while you go. And one of those is Bump. Bump is a free app that offers free fractional stock rewards for everyday spending. And it's literally as simple as hailing a cab, right? It makes investing super simple. So when you have a Bump account, you're able to shop right from your phone, even, Bill, and shop with over thousands of brands you already know and love. So, Bill, I'm in the app right now. I bet that you already know and love Apple.
Yes.
Nike, Target, Starbucks, right?
Right.
These are all places that you might want to buy gift cards. You might want to buy gifts. Well, you can do that, and you can also see how you can earn fractional shares of stock right then and there while you're already shopping. You're going to do it anyway. So the Bump account turns a portion of your spending today into an investment in your future.
Well, she's the best-selling author and personal finance expert. Patrice Washington is with us, and we're talking about some do's here. You know, Patrice, I got to admit, some of the best gifts I've ever gotten are very personal and what some would say priceless, right?
Yeah, I agree. I definitely think that this is a time where it's important to be sentimental. But I also believe, Bill, that right now we want to be practical, right? We also, if we're going to take the time, any money, energy, effort, and give gifts, we want to give gifts that are hopefully in alignment with our values, but also something that's very practical for the end user, for the person that we love. And so looking at what they really want and what they really need in a year like this would bring such a smile to their face. And that's what I also think is priceless, right?
Right. Yes.
I'm not crafty, Bill, so I can't get you anything, but I can get you a Starbucks gift card for sure.
But, you know, sometimes it's as simple as maybe a selfie that you took together and you just frame it in such a way. I mean, I love people who are gifted that way. It's really special, and it really seals the memory in a very special way. So, you know, it's going to be curious at the end of the year. You know, we look back and we see these creative gifts that come about because, you know, as human beings, you know, we're pretty creative. We come up with some really neat ideas, especially I love as the young kids. The young kids come up with stuff that just blow you away, and they just rip open your heart, and you say, okay, do you need a car? Let me go buy you a car right now.
It's funny, you say that. My own daughter just said last night, she's 13, and she's still saying, what can I make for Grandma and Nana?
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm like, whatever you make, Grandmas and Nanas love it.
Well, a couple of don'ts real quick. Don't blow your budget overspending now. That's going to lead to debt and regret in the new year. Don't forget to invest in yourself. 55% of Americans say they aren't investing because they don't have money. They're forgetting that there are ways to make money while we spend money, right?
That's correct, and that's exactly what I was talking about with both.
Right.
While you're spending, you also have an opportunity to earn money that is invested in your future. So a lot of rewards programs, as you know, Bill, it's really just, to get you to come back and keep spending money in the exact same place.
Exactly.
But this way, you have an opportunity to earn money for yourself, to add something to your, future. And what I love about it, especially with the fractional shares, is it gives everyday people an opportunity to get in the game.
Yes.
To have some ownership,
mm-hmm.
and to bring, give Main Street access to Wall Street. Because for many years, many demographics of people, women, people of color, have been left out of the investing game. And this is a way to get in, even while you're doing your holiday spending.
Well, Patrice, one final question. Again, I appreciate your time, these great ideas that you shared with our audience. Where can people go for more information?
For more information, go to bump.com.
Patrice Washington has been our guest. Patrice, thank you so much. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. See you. Patrice Washington is the number one best-selling author, public speaker, and financial coach, a personal finance expert who teaches that living a disciplined yet fulfilled life and expecting opportunities to overtake you at every turn is better than living a life of deprivation, so you can save for a rainy day. A fresh take on the usual advice from experts, right? Hey, it's great to have you sharing a part of your day. We always appreciate that, as we say. For more information, go to BillMartinezShow.com. Danny Huerta from Focus on the Family is coming up. Going to be talking, of course, he's the parenting expert and counselor. His new book, Seven Traits of Effective Parenting. And, it's the season for all sorts of things, including increased screen time at home. And meanwhile, we are continuing to follow up on what some are calling this Hail Mary from the Attorney General, something like 19 Attorney Generals across the country, saying, hey, what happened in these other states, smacks of fraud and election irregularities that we can't live with, because though it might be okay for Michigan or Nevada or Wisconsin or Pennsylvania, it's not good for the people in Texas and the other states filing amicus briefs as well, because they say our people are being affected.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This report is sponsored by Vitalant. COVID-19 cases are rising in the U.S., and so is the need for COVID plasma donations, also known as convalescent plasma. In fact, the need for this type of plasma is urgent. Vitalant, the nation's largest nonprofit independent blood services provider, says distributions to hospitals have grown over 400% since September. But unless more donations are given, there may not be enough for all COVID patients. Convalescent plasma is collected from those who have recovered from COVID-19. It contains antibodies that can be used to treat patients with an active, severe COVID-19 case to give them an extra boost to fight their illness. Cliff Newmark is Vitalant's Senior Vice President of Donor Services.
Even if someone has not been diagnosed with COVID-19, they can still help. When donors give blood or platelets, they're informed of their COVID-19 antibody status. And if positive, Vitalant produces convalescent plasma from the donation. These donors can then give a convalescent plasma donation in the future.
For more, visit Vitalant.org or AABB.org if outside of Vitalant service area.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. The way we work has changed immensely this year, and technology has played a critical role in helping companies and employees adapt. Heading into a new year, the workplace will continue to evolve, making technology-driven training solutions vital to preparing our workforce for the future. Here's John Jordan, head of the Academy at Bank of America. He leads the team that onboards and trains thousands of client-facing associates each year.
At Bank of America, exceptional client care is at the core of everything we do. This starts with equipping our employees with the right skills and providing training and growth opportunities that foster upward mobility and readiness for the future. With the help of tech-driven learning tools like virtual reality and client engagement simulators, we immerse our teammates in real-life scenarios and offer a more productive learning experience, ultimately empowering them to better serve our clients.
For more about Bank of America's resources, visit about.bankofamerica.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Martinez for We the People.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Who would have thought we would be experiencing a COVID Christmas? I mean, everything is COVID related. I mean, we're Zooming for Christmas. I mean, we're not going to be able to go see family. So, we'll share some moments with them via Zoom. I mean, our whole world has been redefined, recalculated as a result of this pandemic that's taking place as we do everything we can to, fight back this second wave that's coming upon us. And, and I think there's still a lot of good news. I mean, notwithstanding, vaccines starting to be distributed, but also, the bottom line of exactly what's happening. I mean, we know so much more 9-10 months later than what we did when this first came upon us. And thank God for, some smart people and some scientists. And I know they've been all over the place, but, that is the nature of all things in under the sun, is that there's no one that is perfect, except for our next guest, Danny Huerta, of course. Hey, Danny, how are you?
Hey, Bill, doing well. Thank you so much. And, yeah, we're doing different type of Zooming this year, right?
Yeah,
usually
without it.
Holidays, you're Zooming around, but this time it's through video.
Well, and as I tease, we're all humanoids. We know in part, prophesy in part, and even the scientists that we want to somehow turn into modern-day gods have fallen short many times as we try to figure out this COVID thing, right?
Oh, yes. And that's the thing that I'm very, very excited about, is to consider when these, the timing of all this, where God has, we got to highlight and really dig into Easter in the springtime, mm-hmm. and now we get to realize that our Savior, Jesus Christ, came to this planet, right?
Right?
Around this time, we get to celebrate that, and we get to have a season of gratitude for many mm-hmm. things that we have. And I've heard a lot of kids say, hey, I want to get back into school. I'm grateful for my friends. I'm grateful to be able to be at school. And so sometimes, when we lose some things, we actually become grateful for them and
exactly.
start to step into them.
Danny, what kind of God comes down into this chaos and says, hey, I'm going to save it from themselves? I mean, if you pause and think about it, I mean, we're in the Advent season. The baby Jesus is soon to come, and which reminds us with every introduction of God's entrance into humanity is that he will come again. But my first question is, what sort of God decides to come to earth to, you know, to be a human sacrifice, to be abused. And what was he guilty of? Loving people and trying to get them back on track because we were off track, going, you know, pell-mell all over the place, trying to understand life according to our own eyes when there is a specific prescription and God decides, hey, I'm going to send my son to give, you know, give my creation an opportunity to understand really what it's all about.
Yeah, at the core of it, Bill, is love, the economy of love. And I, in counseling sessions over and over again, there's this assumption that love means everything's going to go just perfect. But at the core of it, love means sacrifice. It means a risk that you take. And God loved us so much that he died for us and came to be with us. I think it's a picture, an amazing story of love that is very true. Mm-hmm. And people can dig into the story this season for sure.
Right. Talk about the ultimate priceless gift, huh?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, no, this, Bill, this is it's a great opportunity for parents to begin to talk about what their value is, their faith in through Jesus Christ and through this relationship in Jesus Christ and what that means in your home. Why you believe in this this birth and then the death and resurrection. And then how does that change your home and how you do life? And that's it's a great time to sit down and spend that time during this Advent season to talk through that.
Well, Danny, I want to encourage people to appreciate that there are successful families out there. I mean, we hear about a lot of bad things going on and, you know, we think that every family is in chaos. But there are many families out there that have followed the prescription. I mean, 100%, maybe not 100%, but they're holding to primary first, what I call first principles. Those establishment critical principles that you anchor on that, you know, God shared with Cain ever so succinctly when he said, hey, if you do right, will it not go well for you? And there are many times in our lives where we do right and we see that God is faithful to that admonition. But, you know, we might be prejudiced to think that every family is in chaos, every family is dealing with sex, drugs, and what have you, and inordinate amount of screen time, that they're all a bunch of brats arguing and disrespecting their parents, right?
Yeah, and what's interesting, a stat that I read about a year ago, was that if there are two convictional Christian, that means very committed Christian husband and wife married to each other, the chance of divorce goes down to close to 5%. And then when you see that two parents that are committed Christians that are following the Lord on a consistent basis, their children tend to have a lot less issues online, on technology, and then behavioral issues also go down. A lot of decreases in anxiety and depression. And this is research that has been shown, and we don't see that publicized in the newspapers, but that is very, very true, and even through scientific research, that
exactly.
If you have two parents that are matched up in that faith and committed to Heavenly Father, it does change the home.
Well, and who wouldn't want that, Danny? And this is, to me, is kind of the sad commentary of it all against our culture, is that people are going to find out at the end of the day, shoulda, coulda, woulda. And that, you know, that what they might think is common of all families is not so common. That there are more families out there than we realize who have their acts together, that are honoring God, honoring their children. The children, oh my God, they're honoring their parents. What a novel concept, huh?
Well, having their act together really means not that they're perfect,
right,
but that they acknowledge the brokenness and are able to develop a culture of love in the home, of respect, of intentionality around what's being taught and guided. But there's warmth, there's sensitivity, there's grace and forgiveness, there's gratitude in the home. Gratitude creates an adaptive mind, a resilient mind. And God talks about being grateful, and that's what we got to do at Thanksgiving. And he creates an adaptive mind, a strong mind that is able to lean into this relationship with Jesus. A Savior has been born, and that's just exciting to think about. And I talk about the seven traits of effective parenting, and that's based on biblical principles. And this idea that parents can be successful and effective with their kids, they don't have to be perfect. Mm-hmm. And it's a day-to-day commitment to being a parent and stepping into that invitation.
Ladies and gentlemen, the culture and the powers to be today would want you to exchange your God for their God. And the reason we're saying this and being upfront about it is that even though some people might say, eh, that's kind of hokey, Bill, you know, what you and Danny are talking about. Look at, you know, the proof is in the pudding, as you say. You know, evaluate your family. Who wouldn't want a family that is God-honoring, whose parents are God-honoring, who hold to first principles, biblical principles, that if you do right, will it not go well for you? Who doesn't want that in their own family and as a legacy for their grandchildren instead of accepting, you know, the God of this culture that says, hey, you can have it your way. It doesn't matter, you know. Sex, drugs, rock and roll, hey, it's all okay. You know, you're human beings, you're subject to error. You think that's what God intended for us? Not at all. I mean, he gave us principles. He gave us a plan so that we would be successful. And the fact of the matter is, Danny, it can't be resisted. I mean, even now with all the chaos happening in our country, whether we're talking about, you know, what happened with the election, this COVID situation, you know, the dynamic that's going on, this cancel culture in our culture today and all the other ills that are taking place. What I'm finding is people are praying more than ever. I mean, they instinctively are looking up, Danny. Why would they instinctively look up if they didn't think that up had the answer?
Yeah, I think we've realized how little we do have control over, and we're scrambling. And so at that point, you start to pray and look for somewhere is there where you can find peace in the middle of chaos. And I love that Isaiah 26:3-4, it says, he keeps him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him because he trusts in him. And that's what prayer is about. We get an invitation to talk to our Heavenly Father at any time during the day. And you know what's interesting, Bill, to me is almost half of parents have abandoned some, if not all, of their previous rules regarding screen time.
Yes.
This is the time to step into that, create some boundaries, some limits, talk about what your kids are consuming, because what we consume, just like food, affects who we become and what's going on in the internal regions of ourselves, and it starts to show on the outside. If we eat too much food in a certain way, it shows in our bodies and in our souls. If we eat certain things, it starts to show in our behaviors. And so this is a time where parents, hey, talk about some of the things that your kids are consuming and watching. Make sure you're putting some good habits in place, because after the pandemic, it's very hard to reverse those and go backwards. So don't give up on that. It's very, very important to put those things in place and then have some time of consuming some positive content. There's PureFlix. We have an online streaming service. And so you can go in and have those and then have great discussions around what you're looking at and watching. And then be creative. Have some board games. Take this time to have meal times together, conversations, walks, have some fun and laughter in your home. Create some new habits that are going to be important for your family moving forward. And maybe that's reading the scriptures out loud. December 21st, we're going to release Adventures in Odyssey Voices, reading the Bible out loud for families. So
bring
your Bible.org for that.
Oh, very cool. Danny Huerta, Focus on the Family's Parenting Expert Counselor, who's the author of the book, Seven Traits of Effective Parenting. Great ideas there, ladies and gentlemen. It's a good time, you know, with some of this extra time that we have at home. Maybe something, you know, certainly to put your eyes in front of and see what it does to your heart as well. The increased screen time, we're seeing it, but what are we going to do about it? Maybe like the apostle, if you've got bad stuff in it, maybe we need to balance that with some good stuff. What do you think, huh, Danny?
Oh, absolutely, Bill. Hey, thanks for having me on the show.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.